And if somebody worries a lot, you say, well, she's always very unstable,
or
she worries, and say, well, don't be so uneasy.
Uneasy, uh-huh.
And how about the word common? How is this word used, or used to be
well,
used?
I believe that word would go back to when I was talking about my parents wouldn't let me take nurses training. I think common is a word there that would fit in. I think it was a word that was what people, if they were common, they weren't held in very high esteem. They were just common.
Mm-hmm. It's a curious word, isn't it? Because now, sometimes the best thing you can say about a man is, well, they've got a lot of money, but they're just common
folks.
Yeah,
Now that way would be, that term would be, a complimentary term to them.
Would you use it as you mean a
They're
compliment?
Just common folks like you and me, yes. Mm-hmm. I've used it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you need to worry about those folks. They're just common folks like us.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're not,
they don't let their money, get them,
mm-hmm.
in other words.
But if you say, well, she's, I'd rather have you say it so I can
well, now I can remember back in the back of my mind, if there was a person that wasn't very, her character was kindly, wasn't too good, that person would be called a common person.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Now we've got two different meanings there,
right.
For a same word.
The same word, and one's very strongly
and
positive,
the opposite,
the other,
that's right.
Very negative.
You don't hear, I don't think you hear that today, like this term, about she's just a common person, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if her character wasn't very good. I think you hear it more nowadays, that they're just common folks. Like
more of a compliment.
I think it's more of a compliment now.
It's curious how those things change, and you
uh-huh.
all of it makes a world of difference which way you mean it. What were the major denominations in the Protestants here?
We have and have had as long as I can remember. The Methodists and the Baptists, the Cumberland Presbyterians, and the Church of Christ,
mm-hmm.
right in this area. And down yonder, closer to where that bridge is washed out or fell in, we have a Seventh-day Adventist,
mm-hmm.
and they've been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, that was a far piece away down there.
And the Cumberland Presbyterians are. Is that a branch of.
The Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what, is it more straight-laced?
I don't believe it is. I don't believe it's as straight-laced as just the regular Presbyterians.
Mm-hmm. And would you tell me something about going to church? What different things you would have? Did you have music?
Yes, we have, of course, as Methodists, we have music in our church.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go in a wagon, and you never knew who was going home with you for dinner or who you was going home with. Now, it was one way or the other. And the dinner was cooked before you went. And how the mothers got up and got the dinner cooked and the house cleaned up and the children dressed and got in the wagon and went to church when it took you longer than 5 minutes to get in the car and drive out there.